It's the Dr. Decker White Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
All natural appetite suppressant pills. Are they legitimate? Are they safe? Are they healthy? Well, the surprising answer is maybe. As a cardiologist, the diet industry generally spooks me. Because we, you know, when we hear diet industry and dietary supplements for weight loss, we get very nervous about the word stimulant. Massive amounts of caffeine, massive amounts of ephedra, stimulant drugs. Look, it's not just the herbal industry that's guilty of this. It's generally the medical industry with drugs like phentermine and the fen-phen days, causing malabsorption purposely, like Ally, very, very popular weight loss drug, causes diarrhea because it causes you to malabsorb nutrients and malabsorb fats. But when you malabsorb fats, you malabsorb your antioxidants as well. So look, no one's clean here. Okay. When it comes to the weight loss business, the natural medicine industry, along with the pharmaceutical industry, have both had their problems. Now with that, if you want to just look at safety of appetite suppressants, by far there's been more problems in the conventional medical world than in a natural world. There's just no question about it. More lawsuits, more deaths, more problems with that overall. Now, we're not saying that many of the nutritional supplements used for, you know, suppressing appetite are safe for everybody, but we're saying that when you look at the track records, it definitely the pharmaceutical industry has a little more explaining to do than the natural medicine industry. So with it, however, there is appetite suppressants that aren't stimulants. And now we're going to just talk about weight loss in general. Weight loss is a head game. It really is. It's one of the greatest mental challenges on our planet today. And the first thing I have to do with a patient who needs to lose weight, and by the time they get to me, it's usually diabetes, heart attacks, strokes. I mean, serious stuff. So they're up against a wall. And one of the first things I say to them is, hey, the first 10 pounds, let's give you some help with the first 10 pounds. Because what does that first 10 pounds give me? It gives me, as her doctor, it gives me some motivation with the patient. The patient's body image is a little bit better. Hey, my clothes are a little looser. It gives me something positive to talk about with them. In the weight loss world, with my patients, I have to get their head on my side. I have to get them believing that inside is someone thinner. Inside is someone healthier. It's time to shut off this unnecessary stuff. So, is suppressing appetite naturally a tool to help me get the first 10 or more pounds off? Absolutely. If not, then I think it'd be a big mistake. Now, I have a lot of doctors I know that will never use appetite suppressants, natural, whatever. Hey, I honor you to do that. You probably have more skills than me. For me, I've got to get a win with that patient. So let's talk about some of these different ones out. One of the popular ones is called Carcinia cambogia. You might know it as like Citramax or HCA. It's under a lot of different names with it. Health Notes lists some double-blind trials of the hydroxycut. That's the one I was thinking of. The hydroxycitric acid, showing that people who had on a lower-calorie diet for 12 weeks lost some substantial weight. We're looking at about 2 to 3 pounds a day or more. Now, understanding that at the end of 12 weeks, a lot of this isn't going to work as well. When you use Garcinia Cambogia or any of these things, you're not just going to continue to lose 1 to 2 pounds a day forever till it's done. These things will work for a while, then not work for a while, or sometimes you have to switch it to a different one. But at the end, as far as an appetite suppressant, it made people's cravings go down for 12 weeks and they lost a lot of weight. And that was something that I think has a place in medicine. Another one is called African Mango, and I took this off of Health Notes from the High Health website. High Health is a group of health food stores, and Health Notes, I think, does a nice job at pointing out research studies. And African Mango's website, African Mango's thing is, it is, again, it is not a stimulant. This will not raise heart rate, not raise blood pressure. It works in a very, very different way. The way it works is by manipulating a few hormones. One is called leptin. Another one is called adiponectin. Now, I use adiponectin in cardiology because it's an early marker of insulin resistance. But it's also a marker that tells us that there may be a challenge in losing weight. Now, leptin, the first one we're talking about, with African mango, is a hormone that regulates your appetite. And when a person is full, the leptin level rises, telling you you're full. African mango led to an almost 49% drop in the level of the leptin. Now, what that meant is that their cravings, their need to eat, also dropped. In that study, the adiponectin, that hormone, this anti-inflammatory, anti-diabetic hormone, also was affected in a way that manipulated their desire to eat down. So with African mango, we know how it works. There is a very nice study with it, and it is not a stimulant. I really like using African mango with my patients more than hydroxycut because I like that it manipulates these hormones. And it's just a straight food extract. African mango was also used in the native worlds for a very similar way to help control appetite and find balance and do these things. So it has wonderful historical use, as well as it's been very effective in research by manipulating these leptin and adiponectin. So that's African mango. Another one is simple saffron. Saffron has been made and patented into a technology. And let's just give you kind of the result of one of these studies. Now, the thing we're talking about is called satiareal, S-A-T-I-E-R-E-A-L, which is a specific type or concentration of saffron. And the results of the consumption of that produce a reduction in snacking and creates a satiating or feeling full or not feeling hungry effect that can contribute to body weight loss. That is what we are looking for with this. We are looking for the ability so that somebody doesn't get hungry at maybe 10 o'clock, doesn't get hungry at 2 o'clock, skipping the snacks, skipping the categories in order to help them on their journey. Another product out there is called Sensoryl. Now, Sensoryl is included in a lot of other products, and it is the Ayurvedic herb ashwagandha. That's ashwagandha. Now, again, this isn't your just capsule of ashwagandha. This is a very specific patented type of ashwagandha that works through the hormone cortisol. My weight, I've gotten about 12 to 15 pounds off in the last few months. Mine was absolutely a cortisol problem. I take ashwagandha and a few other herbs every day, and my snacking went away. My late night eating, which is what I was famous for, my late night eating just disappeared when I got my cortisol under balance. So ashwagandha or Sensoryl, we have the saffron extracts, we have the African mango, we have Garcinia cambogia. What we are talking about is appetite suppressants naturally. And there is a place for them in medicine. And I know that shocks a lot of people that are listening to the radio show. But I want to reiterate, if you are battling weight out there, like me, now I've never been 150 pounds overweight, but I've been 25 overweight, and I always have to watch it. It's a head game. Consider using these appetite suppressants, non-stimulant appetite suppressants, in order to get a jump start. Then with those, do these other steps. Look at the paleo diet. For another show, we'll go into it, P-A-L-E-O diet. Start with protein upon waking. Get your hormones like thyroid and testosterone checked. And if you need a little extra jump start, use one of these non-stimulant, natural appetite suppressants to get that first 10 to 15 pounds off. And that's going to keep you thin and healthy and happy. And that's how we want you to go. A Radio MD and RadioMD.com. Thin, healthy, and happy.